Welcome to Element.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Nice to have you back.
As always, I am happy to be with you once again. I wish to say this time that our joining together brings me great pleasure.
Likewise.
Yeah, well, really glad of that. Thank you.
There has been many breaks in your time this past year, but we now have come together, and hopefully, my dear friends, this will continue.
Yes.
Some of you have energy, physical energy, which is a little depleted at this time. Nothing to concern yourselves about, but just to let you know, I am aware of it and will help in any way that I can. I would like to say to you, my dear friends, that as far as your own self-development is concerned, you perhaps are just a little, I use the word lacking, but as always I say to you, it is entirely your own free will which will enable you to develop more spiritually.
Yes.
Our aim this past year was to encourage you to develop that spiritual self, to bring it more to the fore, to have the recognition more easily of your spiritual gifts. So I ask you, my dear friends, that you continue when you are not within the confines of this room to develop your own gifts of spirit. I hope you will agree with me.
Yes.
Much more could be done.
Yes, I know I'm the, probably the worst culprit.
No, we do not call you culprits,
no,
but it is for your own growth.
Yes.
It is for your own betterment.
Yes.
And it also enriches the physical lives that you lead.
Yes.
So it is imperative for you all that you look upon these quiet times as one of the most important areas of your physical life. I must at times sound, my dear friends, as an echo. But I say to you that I repeat these things in order to encourage and to help and to uplift you.
Yes, thank you. I think sometimes you must think you're hitting your head against a brick wall. You keep telling us and you keep telling us, and sometimes yeah. Things aren't. But anyway, we need the reminder.
My purpose always is to show you patience and love.
Yes, let me do that.
I think it always has to be a daily routine, more or less. At the same time, as soon as you take a step out of that routine, it seems to you've lost the chance. So I think the way our lives work, it has to be a little bit. I always do it at this time of day, and you just have to stick to it, I think, no matter what. It's easy how it needs to become a bit of a habit.
Yes, I understand. You human beings are so much involved in daily routine that probably it is a good idea for you to include it in a daily routine. If that is the easiest way of doing things. Although my hope for you all is that there should be no thought of it, but it should become a more natural part of your being.
Yes, if you walk in a quiet place.
Yes.
There's one near me, you know, there's a lake and it's very pleasant there.
All of these opportunities, as I have told you in the past, can be utilized for the benefit of your spirit. But to develop more, you need that quiet space, and if it is done regularly at the same time, we in our world are waiting there to help you. Although you know we are with you instantaneously anyway. But it is a good discipline for you all. After all, you are responsible for your own beings. And as much as I try to encourage and to influence, I can only do so much. But we are in a time of self-development. There is so much you could do, my dear friends. Not only for yourselves, but for others who come after you. You understand? So, it is important that you continue the words, and I know our words go far and wide, but it is important that you also go inwards.
As I find myself, I sometimes want to go inwards, but I get troubled by a tickly throat and start coughing. But I guess that's something purely physical that I'll just have to get on top of.
It happens all the time. It is just the process of going a little more deeper. And the voice box, or throat as you call it, is part of that change. So do not be too concerned. Allow your throat to clear and continue to find that quietness within.
Yes, thank you.
And eventually you will find that that disturbance of your throat will disappear.
Thank you.
The instrument you're using, she used to have that trouble as well, and she did a little while ago have it reoccurred and came to the conclusion that's all it was just spirit being around. So yes,
with this instrument that I use, it happens still, and it happens also when she is being used and overshadowed during the healing process.
Yes, she did say that, actually. Yes.
But she has come to the realization that it is not worrying or important, but what is important is the work that is being done.
Yes.
We do still, at this point in time, need to use the physical body, the physical eyes and throat and hands and such, in order to do our work. But it is a regular happening, so do not be concerned. You should never allow it to stop you from finding that deep part of yourselves.
And in fact, we could use it as an encouragement, because you know that we're perhaps going in the right direction if that happens.
And also, the ears are often used in a way that people find distracting. But in a way, you should be encouraged, because it shows how close we have come to you.
Do you mean a sort of a ringing in the ears?
There are many sensations. Some people feel they hear words. Some say ringing, some say other noises within the ear. But of course, you must never rule out any physical conditions and assume that all is from spirit. After all, as I have said on previous occasions, to hear voices is not always spiritual, but can be a physical condition that has to be attended to medically.
Yes.
So, but as your awareness grows, so you know and understand more about these conditions and how we in spirit work and come close to you. Have you anything to say about your own self-development?
I do seem to have a problem when I try to go in, that I often drop off to sleep rather easy. And whether things are happening then, I don't know, but I hope so. But I don't think it's the ideal way of doing it. But,
It is a step towards what you should be trying to achieve. Mm. Because only when the physical body is relaxed will you sleep. Mm. What you are attempting to achieve is that state, but with the spiritual awareness.
Right.
But continue to try, and you will find that there may be a time when you are completely relaxed, but still, as you put it, awake.
Aware, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, that's good. Yes, okay.
But you mustn't stop trying, because as many things in life, you have to have practice. And because so much has been lost by you human beings in this world, it takes time to recover. Mm. You understand?
Yeah, yes. Perhaps the chair design comes into the equation, some being too comfortable, perhaps, yes. And a more upright sitting position could possibly help. Any yes. comment there?
Sorry about upright, both feet together with the body relaxed, but not slouched. Mm. Yes, that enables the energies to be better utilized by those who wish to use you.
Thank you.
Come to think of it, George did tell me that years back.
Yes.
And I've not always done that.
Yes.
Thank you, George.
If you find that is the problem, then of course you have to alleviate the physical problems first. Yes. But it is still teaching the body to relax.
Good. That's great. Thank you for that.
Does anyone else have any questions while we are speaking of your development? You are all happy with your development.
I'm sure. I know I could develop a bit more.
Yeah,
but,
I'm not happy.
But I do find living by myself, I do have, when I'm not rushing around, at least I haven't got anybody talking to me. And I do find that I'm becoming more aware of different things. You know, for example, just somebody's done something and I think, I think you were meant to do that because something else. And I do find that my thought process is different how it was. So I'm sure that's your teaching that's helped that, but that I do know that I could do more self-development. But I think things, even though I'm not doing that, are ticking on a little way anyway.
You mean like no coincidences? Sort of.
Yes, coincidences. And I just seem to be somehow a little bit more aware of... I don't know, I can't really give an example now, but I'm thinking about things that I wouldn't have thought about before. You know, I sort of... A lot along the spiritual line, so.
Mm. Yes, I'm with you there, Sarah.
Mm.
I feel that I've been thinking in a clearer and more constructive way lately. I have, for a number of years, thought about the ether or continuum, whatever we call it. And about light, the nature of light, and it would make a lot of sense to me to regard light as a compression wave traveling through the ether. Being a compression wave, it would give it something of physical character, and we relate light to the physical creation, and it has a measurable pressure when it falls on a surface, and it has a particular speed at which it travels, which does rather make it part of the physical system. And I feel that it's all to do with the compressed parts of the wave, whereas with thought, well, that has been spoken of in some sources as a torsion or twisting wave motion, which has no pressure so in any part of it, so that remains purely non-physical, and perhaps that goes some way to explaining why thought travels in an instantaneous way, whereas light, being more physical, much more physical, has a particular speed and physical properties.
Yes, my friend, you have differentiated between what you call waves. I like to use the word energies.
Yes.
Of course, I have always taught you that thought is the most powerful thing that you can ever possess.
Yes.
And yes, thought belongs to spirit. It has no weight. It is pure energy. It belongs to the energy of the whole of creation. That is why thought can travel throughout many universes in an instant, even more quickly than an instant. I have to use physical words for explanation only. Yes, I understand your comparisons, and if it helps you to understand the continuation of life, then so be it. That is your way.
Well, it helps me to understand,
yes,
by seeing the continuum as having two distinctly types of wave,
yes,
that can
travel because that is your way of thinking. And I would say to all of you within this room, you each must find your own way of discovery, of truth. I could put words into your mouth, but that is not what I wish to do.
And I appreciate that any movement within the continuum is energy.
Yes, it is all energy. And that is being recognized. But yes, thought is a much different process.
But yet it would seem to be in the same medium.
It is all part of the same energy. But it is much finer, much more refined.
Yes.
That is the simplest way that I can put it to you.
That sounds a good way, actually.
Mm. But you must, each of you, find what sits comfortably with you. And the way to do that, I reiterate, is to go within. To find that energy of thought within that takes you throughout all of creation, where you become part of creation.
Mm.
Do you understand? That should be your goal.
Yes.
Where all things are part of each other.
Yes. That is a thought that has become much stronger with me in recent years.
That is what we are trying to achieve.
Yes.
For you all.
You saying that, you said two things about becoming one, and you also talked about the universes, and I was listening to a program on the radio, and this person was saying about there being more than one universe, many universes, and then they said, well, where does one end and the other one begin? And perhaps we've talked about this before, but I just wondered if you could, I suppose it's because we're thinking in a physical way.
Or perhaps they are coincident.
Yes. And density of energies. You are moving into an area that would be difficult to explain to you at this time.
Mm.
But if we speak of many universes, it is all gathered within the one energy, as I have just spoken of. But energy can be transmuted. And we have also spoken about this at times.
Yes.
which offers some explanation also.
None of the universes have any end, do they? I don't think there is an end, is there?
There is no beginning, no end.
No end, no.
Yes.
But they're all part of one, but different, your explanation perhaps is different densities.
Yes.
Yes. All right, okay.
Yes.
So a bit like, you can't see sound waves, but
they are there.
Yes.
There are many energy waves that mankind has yet to discover.
Yes.
There is a continuance of discovery ahead for your scientists. Energy waves they have not as yet discovered.
But have these energy waves already been known by mankind? I know mankind has always been, but since we've been on this...
No, there are energies yet to be discovered.
Yes. Mm.
But that is something to come.
Because I know the ancients, that there was the space travel that we've talked about before with the pyramids now found in Bosnia.
Yes.
So that would have been a different energy as well being used, but it wasn't used by us earthlings. Is that one of the energies you might be talking about that they used?
You are speaking of other peoples?
Yeah, I was thinking of the space travellers at that time. That would be in a different energy they were using.
It would be an energy that they recognised and used, yes.
Yes.
Incidentally, the one who was excavating the Bosnian pyramids.
Yes.
He was delighted with your answers last time and wonders if you would be prepared to take more questions on that subject.
I will, but not this time.
Yes.
Next time I will be happy to answer questions.
Thank you very much.
This evening I am more concerned about your development.
Yes. Yes.
Could I just ask? I think Emily certainly works fairly hard with her spirit, but she was in looking after somebody else's house for a couple of months, and she said actually she never slept well in that house right from the word go, and by the end she said she became aware that there was actually, she believed, a presence in that house. I can't remember the name of the address of it, and I don't know if you you're aware of it, but I just wondered if you could tell me if there was actually a presence in that house, or whether it was Emily's fear that was creating...
I would say she created the fear.
She created the fear?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you.
This young lady has much to develop, but when you start to develop and understand energy, you can also make yourself fearful.
Yes.
You have to be careful that all things are under control.
Yes.
And that is why I say to you all, it is important to go within, because when you go within, there are those who wait by you, protect you, and help you to develop all of these senses wisely.
Yes.
But I feel on this occasion it was her own fears rising to the surface.
Yes. So it wasn't anybody being attracted to her fear. It was just purely something that was coming from within her.
Fear can become real.
Yes.
As I have said before, it becomes reality.
Mm.
Thoughts become reality.
Yes.
As I have said, energy can be transmuted.
Mm.
And that is what happens.
Yes. Well, I do know, and I've said to Rod, when you first told us about not fear attracts, negative attracts negative.
Yes.
And I remember I used to cycle through a woody bit, and it was always in the winter when it was dark, and I used to be really frightened going through there. And after you told us that we shouldn't be, you know, we shouldn't have negative thoughts, do you know, I was never frightened ever again after that.
Yes.
So
you have taken control of fear.
Yes.
Yes. And replaced it, as I have said, transmuted that fearful energy into something positive.
Mm. So thank you for that.
It applies to all of your life.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes, thank you for that knowledge, and thank you very much.
Can I just ask a question, because I've often thought about it. When you do start to go in, should you ask for protection, or is it automatically there?
You should always begin by asking those close to you for love and protection. Yes.
Thank you, Serena.
Yes. In that way, as you go deeper, you should encounter nothing that is not good.
Untoward. Yep.
Yes. Because remember, as you open up to these energies, there is always good and bad.
Yes. Yep.
So you must always be aware.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you.
I hope, my dear friends, that our little discussion this time will encourage you to think more deeply and to go within, to find your true selves, and to discover those who stand so close to you, whose only desire is to help, instruct, and to uplift you all. Not only those teachers, but those loved ones who constantly stand by to help in any way that they can.
Some days are better than others. It was with my quiet times, certainly, and which shouldn't really be the case. I know it's purely allowing other things to affect it, or to be able to push it all you know, when I'm in the quiet times, I should be able to have more consistency with it.
May I ask you, dear friend, what do you experience in your quiet times?
When I feel I'm getting somewhere with it, I do get to that a point when I feel I'm sort of on the verge of something sometimes, when there's a feeling that I'm detached from the world now. I'm in a more peaceful
place.
Yeah.
But as long as your brain remains active and thinks of these things, you are not completely allowing yourself to let go. You must allow it to happen. Do you understand?
I guess that the letting go then, is it sort of a degrees of letting go?
When you allow yourself to let go, you become unaware of who and what you are and of your surroundings. Then you begin to realize that there is something more than what you are familiar with. You understand?
Yes, I do understand that. Yeah. I feel it's not too far off that state, but I've just got to release more to get to that state. Yeah.
Good. Now, my dear friends, I have spoken enough to you about your development, and I say to you, my dear friends, again, it is up to you, entirely part of your free will, but very beneficial if you should be more aware of your spiritual self. With those words,
can I ask a question just before you go? It's about people coming.
Yes.
One is my granddaughter, Catherine.
Yes.
Would that be okay? Is she ready?
Yes, if all are happy to invite this one.
The second lady, she was supposed to be coming to when we met at my house, so I feel that one's okay. But there's another lady, I feel she's okay too, which I met and talked to Saturday, which probably you're aware of. I did feel it was rather a strange coincidence, and so that would be okay too.
You are always so surprised, my dear friend.
I was on that one. Very surprised.
It never ceases to amuse me how often I hear one or the other say it was surprising.
But it was really.
I too am amused, because I was talking with Lydia about this, and I said those would be your words.
You know me well, and yet you cannot cease to be amazed.
I still was amazed.
Yes. Again, I am happy to ask this one to join with us.
Thank you.
If that should be her wish. Mm. And again, I say, provided everyone is comfortable with inviting other people in, yes, then that is fine.
Yes, thank you.
Now I will take my leave. And yes, I think there is one more to come.
Thank you for a lovely evening.
And thank you, Celibet, for your tips on going within, and I'm sure that will help us all in our future efforts.
I hope so too, yeah.
As always, I leave you cloaked in my love.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Our love goes with you too.